Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ba'aloscha, Tavshanayim Vav. The Torah tells us this week about two stories in which Klal Yisrael taken to task for failing in those situations. One, where the Torah says, Vayisu mehar chayrev, they traveled from Har Chayrev, which we know is Har Sinai. And the second is, Vayiya om kimisayninim, that Klal Yisrael complained. They complained about the man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them in the Midbar. In order to make a break between these two parshiyos, we know that in this week's parsha there's something unique that we don't find anywhere else. And that is a nun separating between the first parsha of leaving Har Sinai to the psukim of Vayihi ben Sai Ha'arayin, and then after the last pasuk of that set, there's another nun, and then we start with Vayihi Am Kemisayinim. The Mefarshim ask, why is it that the letters of Nun, the letter of Nun, is used to make that separation? We could have made with a Beis, a Gimel, a Vav, a Zayin, a Yud, a Taf, could have been any letter. Why is it that the Torah chose Nun to separate between these three parshiyos? The Ma'am Layez, in the name of the Chacham Rabbeinu Yitzchak Me'Agrisu, says something which is very interesting, but quite true. He says the following. We know that B'shasha Amr Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, Malachim came down from Shemayim and they put two crowns on each Jew, on each person from Klal Yisrael. At that time, Klal Yisrael was on a higher madrega than the Malachim. They were on a higher level than the Malachim. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbos says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi gila lahem rozeh soit shemalchei asharis medabrim bay. Who taught the Jews this secret that the Malachei Asharis, they themselves, only the angels know, Nase v'nishma. We will do, and then we will hear. That is the tchuna, that is the midah, that is the way of Malachim. They do what they're told, they take the task, and only afterwards do they try to understand, if they can. Klal Yisrael at that time were like Malachim, even greater than Malachim, by saying Nase v'nishma. Says the Me'am Loyez, that's the reason why we have the Nun. The Nun is there to remind us that Klal Yisrael, when they accepted the Torah, they by saying Nasa V'Nishma, they were as high and they were as great as they possibly could have been. The truth is, one might ask, that why is it a taina on Klal Yisrael that they traveled away from Har Sinai? We know in this week's Parsha, the Gur Torah goes into great detail to tell us about the Anane HaKavod, the clouds of glory, that they were like the GPS, so to speak, Lahavdil, for Klal Yisrael when they were traveling in the Midbar. And the Torah says, when the Anon left, Klal Yisrael packed up and left. When it settled, Klal Yisrael unpacked and they set and they encamped. What is it that the Taina on Klal Yisrael, that when they left Har Sinai, Ketina Kabei Reach Mebeis HaSefer, what were they supposed to do? If the Anon was leaving, they're leaving. If the Anon is staying, they're staying. What exactly is the Taina? So we might say the following. Of course, Klal Yisrael had no choice. They had to leave the Midbar, they had to leave Har Chayrev because the Anan was leaving. But it was Ketinoik HaBereach Mibes HaSefer. Tinoik, we know, means a child. Not only a child, but Tinoik is a baby. A baby does not understand the significance and does not understand the importance of Beis Sefer. He does not understand what is learned in school, why he needs to be there, what skills he will attain. A teenager is a baby. He's not fully developed. Klal Yisrael, the taina on Klal Yisrael was, it was ketina kabereach mibeis haSefer. It was as if they had made themselves like they did not understand the significance of Har Sinai. And they did not understand what they had just gone through, what they had just experienced, this awesome experience of Kabbalah HaTorah. It was ketina kabereach mibeis haSefer. It was like someone forgetting what he had just gone through, not wanting to understand or not realizing or ignoring what he had experienced and running away to somewhere else. And we see from here something which is a tremendous lesson. That even though they were in Har Sinai for so long and they had experienced that, but once a person turns his neck and he runs away from it, he can lose everything in a very, very fast manner. It is our job to be mechazek and continue to be mechazek in whatever we do in Torah and Tefillah, and to continue to keep it up. Because if we let up for even a moment, We see what happened with Klal Yisrael. It was Peronius to Peronius, and then they complained about the man. The man, which is a matana min hashamayim, lechem min hashamayim, something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to them, that no other generation Klal Yisrael was zeichet to, they ended up complaining about it. A good Shabbos.